audio boo. 3, 2, 1. Get ready for a rant from Mr. Hopkins. Me, that is, VR podcasting. I am so blinking annoyed. And I don't know where I'll start my inquiries, because we're going back to this faceless, gutless, impersonal, robotic crap customer service. Oh, let's put something out on Twitter. Or yes, you can say something on Facebook. You know, a place to have your rant, but nothing really happens. So I am going to rant, and I'm going to try and get this sorted out. Centro, I think, are the idiots that run our bus service here. I'm spoiled at the moment because I get to go on the wonderful Transport for London, various modes of travel. And more often than not, there's announcements, more often than not on the train, certainly, and more often than not on the buses. Get that. It's so novel that we should have voice announcements on buses. More than that, though, get this. They actually, in the main, train their bus drivers to be aware of people with disabilities. So that if they see a guide dog... Hang on, let's see if this one drives past me. No, it wasn't one. If they see a guide dog with a person attached to it, they might just stop. I mean, it's not even dark. And continually, they drive past you on this stop. Now, there were some joggers, I think, coming down and whatever. So what? They assumed that suddenly the guide dog would join the joggers, and he didn't, in fact, want to catch the bus after all, even though he was facing the completely opposite direction to their mode of travel, and he was standing still. Yeah, right. You're lazy, good-for-nothing drivers. You should be sacked, or the management should be, for not training people adequately enough. Yeah, that you could actually stop even and say, sorry, sir, I can't pick you up because the bus is out of service, for example. But no. And in fact, I even had once, just to give them a slight bit of fairness that they do deserve, once I was picked up by a bus that was out of service because he said that we are meant to pick up people with disabilities if, you know, you say, you know, where you want to go, more or less, and we're supposed to pick you up, and that's what he did. Picked me up, took me to the destination. Let's see if this one's going to drive past. Nearly did. 11. 11?
Yeah.
Thanks. Hang on a second.
Oh, there's a guide dog.
There you go. Stay, Osha.
Look at the dog. Look, the dog is coming. Look.
Well, see the dog. We might stand, actually. No, it's all right. I'll stand for a bit.
Do you want to sit here?
No, there's no rush. It's all right, because he needs a bit of room anyway, so don't worry about it, seriously. We'll be fine for a bit. We'll wait. Good boy, Osha.
Did you see the dog in
the camera? Yeah. He's a nice doggy.
Guide dog.
Guide dog, you're right. You have seen him, look, there he is. So, buses that don't stop. I might have to come back to this. I'm standing at the moment, so. But yeah, despicable service. And you have to shout. They try these Stop to Me, Speak to Me campaigns, but I'm not seeing much evidence of it. I have to do my best, see if I can sit down there. You're going to have to come back up here. No, we'll try it here and we'll see what happens.
Do you want to sit here and I'll go up the back with her?
No, you're all right. You're good. He'll sit now. He'll stay where he is. Stay in, Ush.
When she left to come,
he's all right. Yeah, you'll probably have to move.
Have you got enough room there?
I'm fine. Okay. As long as you're all right.
Come on.
Thanks.
Awesome. So is Usher, it's all good. Yeah, so absolutely appalling service. I'm going to come back to you on this, but Stop to Speak to Me campaign is where I was at. So there you heard my little interaction with the public and the guide dog, and quite a buzz around Usher, as I've come to expect. And that did continue all the way on the bus journey, which is all right, of course. In the end, it's the public, wasn't it? So the good old general public, Joe, and his public. so I'm on the train now. Actually, this announcer's quite cheery. Anyway, I'm more talking about, as I said, the lack of service on the buses. The trains, unfortunately, here pretty much look after themselves. There's, I think my perception of it is that the drivers announce the stations if they see you getting on, and they think that you might need them announcing, because it's definitely sporadic. Anyway, Stop Seeing Speak to Me. I think part of these ideas, some of these campaigns, were that the driver was meant to stand, make out that he was getting a bus, so getting on the bus, and then the blind person would sit in the driver's seat and then speak to the driver in a way that they would want the driver to speak to them, kind of thing. Which hopefully wouldn't be "bugger off, you uncouth, untrained, despicable, get yourself some education." It wouldn't be that. It would be a dialogue, I think. But it just, when the government has pretty much ruled out and quashed any chance of buses talking on a national scale, and then the bus companies themselves are cutting back on concessions and stuff for people with disabilities, they don't get trained enough. They're not stopping at stops, especially where there's multiple bus stops, multiple buses at one stop. They pull away before you sat down. It really isn't fantastic, to be honest. So that's my rant, really, and I would like to know if anyone knows who I can direct this rant to. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.